Kelly Raspberry is a proper Southern woman.
I'm up on stage humping Vanilla Ice.
You were.
You did kind of fondle him. You were melting the vanilla ice.
You were wearing a super short skirt, too.
But Three Drink Kelly sure knows how to have a good time. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Some suggestions for you, Kelly Raspberry, regarding the...
Can I suggest?
Kelly, why don't you just make your own cue on your ex-husband's HBO account and label it ex-wife?
Oh, wow.
That'd be pretty funny if it just shows up
pretty
one
good.
Day.
That'd be pretty good.
Also, from the text regarding escape rooms, Justin really wants to do that. The rest of us.
Mm-mm.
We've done it before, except for Anna, and not really feeling it. Anna saying she's not really feeling it from the text. Guys, I wouldn't trust Anna to get out of a broom closet. We just want
it's
to be able to get
true.
Out.
True. So, if y'all locked me in a closet, I would start crying.
Man, y'all know us so well. 800-KID-LIVE is our phone number. You'll need that when we play Big Money What Is That here in less than 1 hour. In about 50 minutes, we'll have you call in. After you hear a sound, you tell us what that sound is. You walk away with $8,000.
Woo!
That is pretty cool right there.
That would do it right there.
We're also hooking you up with some expert love advice from our love expert coming up in about 20 minutes with love letters to Kelly. And also, it is Wednesday. It's the middle of the week, which means the midweek update with Anna is happening in about less than an hour, or 50 minutes or so. We'll see what she has in store for us. But let's go ahead and finish that celebrity gossip.
Okay, so this Adam Levine cheating scandal story.
Yes.
He spoke out? Did he talk?
Yes. There's been so much that has unraveled since yesterday. So in case you missed it, on Monday, this influencer named Sumner Stroh claimed that she had an affair with Adam Levine. And she claimed that months after she ended things with him, he asked if he could name his baby after her. That was like the wildest part of the story.
That's where he poured even more gasoline in the fire that was about to start.
Yes, and he is married to Bahati Prinsloo, who's a beautiful, gorgeous Victoria's Secret model, and they have two kids together, so she's expecting their third. So Sumner, the influencer, claims that she was manipulated, she was naive, she thought his marriage was over, is what she was saying in her video. So after this, that video blew up like wildfire. I'm so sorry. And so Adam released a statement on his Instagram story saying, "A lot is being said about me right now, and I want to clear the air. I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. I did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period in my life. In certain instances, it became inappropriate. I have addressed that and have taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family. My wife and my family is all I care about in this world. To be this naive and stupid enough to risk the only thing that truly matters to me was the greatest mistake I could ever make, and I will never make it again." So Sumner told Page Six that their relationship was physical and that it happened last year after she had graduated college. And then, kind of like we were saying, Kelly, yesterday, after Adam released the statement, we were like, this is just going to open up the floodgates. Yesterday, I feel like all of our social media, this was all that I was seeing on my TikTok, was other women, you know, with their screenshots of what had happened, people claiming that they know the original influencer, people that grew up with her. It's kind of like, it's a lot. It's all over the place.
Like it's super backfiring on Adam Levine?
Both on Adam Levine and
on her.
And on her, kind of. So a source told Radar Online that Adam and Sumner started hooking up in Austin when Maroon 5 had a show. So the source said that Adam got Sumner front row tickets to his concert as well as extras for her mom and her friends, and they had hooked up the night before at his hotel.
Oh.
So Maroon 5 played at the Germania Insurance Amphitheater in Austin on September 27th of last year. And if you go to her Instagram feed, it does show that she was in Austin in September, and she also was a graduate of University of Texas. Yeah. And so in her original video, she had said that the reason she was even making this video was because one of her friends was trying to sell this story to the tabloids. And so a source said that they're like one of her friends, I guess, has evidence of a photo of her in an elevator at the hotel that Adam was staying at, timestamp from the night before at like 1 a.m. So they're like, we have the evidence, and this is what was going to come out.
That's circumstantial.
Yeah, it's kind of
really, unless you, I mean, just so that I happen to be, I mean, that's just circumstantial.
I mean, you could also ask her mom.
I mean, honestly, mom wasn't
in the bedroom with them.
I know,
but oh my gosh, but mama, are going to society these days.
Mama probably was like, "Where were you last night?" Because she wasn't hanging out with mama.
Yeah, I mean, it's all gossip. So it's kind of like what you choose to believe.
Right. But he admitted that he was flirting with these girls.
But he said it was not physical.
But he said that he didn't have an
affair. He crossed the lines flirting, but he said he did not have an actual physical.
From the text, pretty good. Would Adam Levine say it's getting harder and harder to breathe?
Great song. And then So she had said that, you know, my friend was going to sell this to the tabloids. And then Radar said that Sumner was the one that was trying to sell it to the tabloids. Right? I feel like that's kind of something we kind of speculated. There's so much gossip just like around this this entire story. And there's a lot of people say they have receipts. I haven't seen
them. I know this. Everybody's trying to put the spotlight on what Adam did wrong, but nobody's mentioning Bahati and like what she's probably feeling right now.
That's the first thing I said when people are DMing me. Mm-hmm. I said, like, she's pregnant right now, and I don't know what their relationship is like, but.
And I get what he did is bad, but
it's
man.
It's embarrassing, and she's, you know.
She can't go online right now without seeing.
Hopefully,
any of
she's
that.
Not going online.
I hope not.
Yeah. Oh, well, she is. She can't. You can't help yourself. But they, you know, Daily Mail, I was looking, they got pictures of the two of them yesterday.
They were together?
Laughing and smiling and picking the kids up together from school.
So maybe she didn't go online.
Okay.
So that's
No, that was a PR.
That was a PR move.
Everything is PR.
Well, that happens to celebrities, though, or rock stars, whatever they are. That people throw themselves at them.
Yeah.
What's it called? It's always there.
Right. Know? Well, like men say, I'd never cheated on my wife. Well, you don't have the constant.
The temptation.
Every day.
Athletes, I mean.
When you wake up, is somebody hitting on you.
And the DM sliding, and you can't even scroll through your phone without someone asking for something.
No. And maybe Bahati's like, you know, I know you're on the road and you get bored. I don't care if you flirt and text. Maybe that's their arrangement. Yeah. Just don't let it go physical. Maybe, I don't know.
But don't embarrass me.
Because it is fun to flirt and stuff. But, you know, that part of dating and when you're doing the online dating especially, that's fun.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yeah.
You just got to flirt.
It is fun. It's exciting. And where could this lead? But, oh, I can't go there, which makes it even more exciting, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just sad. It's just sad.
It is. Mm-hmm.
All right, so sources say Kanye is exploring the possibilities of selling his music catalog for an estimated $175
million.
So Kanye spoke out on his Instagram story yesterday and actually took sides with one of his arch enemies, Taylor Swift.
Keep my wife's name.
Right? He wrote, just like Taylor Swift, my publishing is being put up for sale without my knowledge, not for sale. And then in a follow-up post, Kanye shared a screenshot showing a direct message of him asking someone to ask his former manager, G. Robertson, if he knows who's attempting to sell the rights to his music. And the person replied, from G, fake news. Of course, every publisher wants to pitch their hardest to buy. Shaking my head. That's SMH, but I went ahead and said it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Kanye's released 12 studio albums in his career. It's unclear which, if any, of his albums he owns the masters to. Kanye also brought up Taylor Swift because her master recordings were sold out from under her to Scooter Braun. We know how that all turned out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been just over 13 years since Kanye started that feud with Taylor when he stormed the stage at the MTV VMAs. And
almost to the day.
So saying that Beyonce was robbed.
So is he saying that his masters aren't for sale? That it was
he's saying they're
news?
Not.
Dang. I was a little confused about that.
They might be for sale, but he's not selling them.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of my girl Taylor Swift, yesterday was an exciting day for us Swifties because randomly in the middle of the day, TikTok, the official TikTok account, started like teasing something. Taylor's upcoming album is called Midnights, and so her thing is Meet Me at Midnight.
Okay.
And so TikTok said Meet Me at Midnight on Taylor Swift's account. And then they were like teasing something, so we're like, okay.
New music?
Well, that's what we didn't know. I was like, is this going to be an announcement for something, like new music, a music video? What could possibly be happening at midnight on Taylor Swift's account? So at midnight sharp, of course, Taylor posted a video saying that she's starting a new series called Midnight's Mayhem with Me. So she's going to reveal the track list for her upcoming album on her TikTok. So she basically had one of those
the lottery thing?
Yes.
Or
the little ball thing?
Yes. Where you pull the number out of it?
The bingo cage.
Yes. One of those. So she had one of those, and so she pulled out. She was like, I'm going to pick a track number, and I'll tell you what it's called. So she picked out her lucky number 13, of course.
Randomly.
I know. And she let us know that track 13 on her album is going to be called Mastermind. I'm very, very, very excited.
I like that.
And if you're wondering why I'm tired today, that's why.
Really?
You were up till midnight?
Of course she did.
Well, it was 11 o'clock for us, but yes.
Yeah. You know she would.
So we had another SNL cast member announce just a few days ago that he's also not returning. Chris Redd. I don't really keep up with the cast like I used to, but he joined in 2017. Mm-hmm. He won an Emmy for his Obama song, Come Back Barack. Is that ringing any bells for you?
No, man. I need characters. I need to see his face.
Well, anyway.
We'd recognize him, though.
Yes. He's out. So that makes eight. That makes eight.
Oh, he does Kanye. Yeah, he does Kanye. He's great. I love him.
Eight cast members who are gone. But so I guess it looks like a rebuilding year. And I remember when they've been through past rebuilding years. It's ugly. It's an ugly time, yeah. But growing pains, right?
This happened back in like 2009. Remember, 2009 was rough for SNL.
So now we've got the first few guest hosts and musical guests. We were going to meet some new faces as well. I hope they add some more. I mean, they've got to fill some spots here. But on October 1st, Miles Teller will host with Kendrick Lamar as a musical guest.
So many Top Very Gun cool. skits we could do.
The following week, October 8th, this isn't who I'm thinking of. Brendan Gleeson. I was absolutely confused till I read in parentheses. Also known as Mad-Eye Moody from the Harry Potter universe.
Yes! Mm-hmm. She's amazing. Yeah, she's
got enough recognition to host SNL.
It's a dude. It's a guy.
I was going to say, I thought it was
a man. First of all, so obviously not.
An old man, right?
That's never mind.
I believe that. Is that Hagrid?
No, it's Mad-Eye Moody, one of the professors.
He's drinking the Polyjuice potion.
He's got the eyes that go
over. He like changes to look like people. Never mind.
Musical guest Willow Smith.
What's that song she sings?
Sing my hair back.
Well, I wear my hair.
Meet me at the spot.
Yeah, that one. I love that.
Na 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 na.
What's it called? Anxiety?
Caught a vibe.
No, meet me at
Meet me at our spot.
Meet our spot. Okay.
It's a good song.
I like that song.
Kelly Clarkson covered it in Kelly-oke. And then on October 15th, Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, guess what?
What?
She's hosting and she's performing. She is pulling double duty.
Kelly's
she's her
own
duty. Musical guest.
All right.
That's cool.
That one makes more sense.
It's
going to
be a good show.
Brendan Gleeson.
Well, he's got something.
He's probably promoting something.
Is going to be Harry Potter.
No, it's not.
Unless he's promoting
Maybe
something
one.
Else.
Maybe
well,
one.
Is all of Miles Teller's going to be Top Gun?
I hope so.
I like how you said we.
My daughter made me, well, didn't make me. She asked me to order her a Top Gun outfit for Halloween.
Oh, yeah?
Dang, that's what.
That's cool.
Is that what you want to do, too?
You can still do it, JC.
That's a good fit.
Well, tell Kinsey to go ahead and order one.
Just get shorts and no shirt?
Huh?
Just get shorts and no shirt?
Do the you need the Ray-Bans.
Do a bomber jacket with some Ray-Bans?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And a white shirt and
then
some jeans.
I got to get down the Miles Teller dance.
May I suggest growing a mustache?
I see what you did there. You know what? Anna, thank you for that suggestion.
Okay, yeah.
I am not upset. Love.
So you're not, okay.
No.
Oh for one, you guys.
I like that suggestion you gave me. You may in fact suggest that. That was the first one of the day. My armor, right off of it. I'm fine.
The day is young, sir.
Yeah, the day is young. All right, Kid Nation. So, if you have any issues in your love life, relationship, maybe family matters, all that good stuff, you can write our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, and she'll give you some awesome advice. In fact, you'll get to hear some of that coming up next.
Kid Nation's Big Money, what is that? It's your chance to win thousands. Do you know what it is?
Yeah!
We play the game twice each weekday at 7:30 and 8:30 Central. And each time, three Kid Nation members will guess the mystery noise. If all three people are incorrect, the prize goes up $500. Yeah! Drop us your info now to get exclusive clues at KidNation.com.
Big money.
The big money, what is that? On the Kid Craddock Morning Show.